This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. This is our wedding special. Don't adjust your dials. We are on at 8 o'clock. John is with me, Michael James here, and Chris O.
Yay, we're here.
How very dare you? You've just done it again. You've stolen my spot. I always come first. You know that.
A lady always comes first. But things aside, this is our wedding special, so we're very excited to be doing this. We've got all the couples outside ready to be wed. They're a bit nervous, a bit excited.
Everyone looks beautiful, can I just point out?
Especially me.
Yeah. I must compliment on your suit there, John.
Well, this is just something that I ripped out of my closet, actually, Michael James.
We had a bit of a bow tie issue, but...
Yeah, there was a bit of a bow tie malfunction that happened earlier.
And a bit of a hair issue as well.
Oh, yes, and a bit of a tuft coming out.
I must say,
well,
Coral Teague is joining us live in the studio. She is a celebrant for tonight. Cole, you've got a bit of introduction there.
I have. He's already said my name, but I'll say it again. My name's Coral Teague, and I'll be conducting or officiating over two illegal weddings tonight, and I have to stress the fact that they're illegal. I ask all those present out there in Radio Land to be listening and be witness to this history-making event. And again, as I said, I must stress the fact for the Attorney General's Department, this is not legal, people, so please don't ring up the Attorney General and tell them I'm doing something wrong, because I'm not. In protest to same-sex marriage not being equal, making the ceremonies such as this is what we actually do. They're called commitment ceremonies. Until such time as we can perform real weddings, there's no choice but to protest and constantly keep up the pressure on the government to introduce the law to consenting all adults to be able to marry in this country to their chosen partner. How will same-sex weddings affect the institution of marriage? It won't. It is a contractual event in the lives of the couple who marry. It gives the rights that all married couples enjoy. Next of kin status and all that goes with that. Marriage, as we know it in this country, is in accordance to the Attorney General's Department and the Marriage Act 1961. 1961. I think this is 2014, yeah?
I believe, yes.
Yes, okay. Last I checked.
And it is between a man and a woman, voluntarily entered into and to the exclusion of all others. It does not say love. How does this differ to same-sex marriage? One's lawful and the other's moral. The same-sex couple follows an old tradition, such as giving their word, a handshake, something that once upon a time actually meant something in this country other than a piece of paper or a legal contract. Time's taken away that meaning. In this, a politically correct world, we must have a legal document. Love isn't required when it comes to legal. There's no small print saying love is involved. Couples of the same-sex equation love each other. Why would they go so hard against equal rights if it wasn't for that case? So that brings us to why we're here tonight, and that is to perform two illegal same-sex marriages. Thank you.
Thank you, Coral. And that's why we're here today, because it's so important, guys, isn't it?
It really is. Love is love, and there's no two ways about it. It doesn't matter, you know, what gender you are, what race you are. Love is love. And, you know, if you love somebody, you shouldn't be told, and you shouldn't have anybody tell you that it's wrong and that it can't be done, because you don't choose who you love. You love who you love.
So, definitely.
So love is all you need.
Exactly.
Sorry. I did tell you I ad-libbed.
We are wedding two couples tonight, Kerry and Leanne, who have been together for 30 years, and Ron and Anthony, who have been together for 27 years. And if that doesn't speak volumes on love, I don't know what does. You know, I my parents were never married or never really together. I've known a lot of people close to me who are either divorced or now separated.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two couples standing outside who've been together for over 25 years.
And love is so precious. It's like, why would people ever want to say that, you know, love should only be restricted between certain types of people? Love should be available for anyone, no matter who you are or who you're attracted to.
Exactly.
I just don't think love can be put into a box. It's not black and white. It's not anything. It is what it is. And I think for me personally, having somebody tell me that I can't do something makes me want to do it even more. So,
Chris, good question. Like, is getting married something that is important to you, that you want one day in life to be able to have that choice to get married?
I think I want the choice, and it comes down to, and I've spoken about this many times in my videos, I don't necessarily right now want to get married, but I don't want to be told that I can't in the future.
You'd like the option.
I would like the option, and I think as a human being, you know, I would like the option. It's not a privilege. It's not a right. It's something. It's something that, as a human being, you should be able to do.
It's a human right.
It's exactly. A human right. Exactly.
John, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think
you've got a partner.
That's right.
How long have you been together?
A year and a bit. Oh my God, I can't remember.
Oh, you're in
I'm
trouble.
I'm the worst partner ever. You've just got me in a lot of trouble. I think I'll be enjoying the couch tonight.
But would you? I mean, obviously, look, and forgive me if you guys have or haven't talked about this, but is marriage something that you would like one day yourself?
Of course. I think that it's like even you know, notwithstanding what my personal choice is, it's what is the best choice for the community. So whether or not marriage is right for me doesn't have any bearing on whether or not I support marriage for other people. But yes, I would love to get married in the future. I think it's an awesome thing. I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Michael?
Well, we forgot about you. Sorry.
Awkward. My partner is sitting outside too. and he's looking at me right now. Yes, I would like to get married. We've actually already discussed it. So marriage for me is no secret. Those who know me know that I would like to get married. I've even got the venue already picked out. So I can hear them laughing. Yes, I would like the choice to get married. I think it's very important. And I don't see why it's a big deal, to be honest. You know, if you are against gay marriage, well, you know, in other words, get the F over it.
Yeah, well,
really.
there's
to the words right out of mouth. Don't marry a gay person or someone with the same junk in their pants. Like, that's as simple as it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where
I agree
did you
with
get
you.
That from?
Don't know.
It's just because it's early. I'm thinking a lot quicker.
That's, I know, right? I can't keep up.
You are listening to People Speech here on Joy 94.9. Talk to us on air at joy.org.au. Let us know your thoughts on same-sex marriage. You can call us 1300-JOY-949. Speak to the lovely receptionist. Give them your thoughts. Or text us 0427-JOY-949. Of course, you can keep up to date with our Facebook page, facebook.com/purplespeech. Tonight is just getting started. Really just getting started. We have photos being taken throughout the night and video recordings being done. So come keep checking our Facebook page, facebook.com/purplespeech, because after 9 o'clock tonight, when our show does end, we'll be putting those listening will be putting all the images and videos onto our Facebook page. So you aren't missing out. You will be able to see all the fun that is happening here. We've got cupcakes and balloon guys. We've got it all.
It's all set up.
There will be a cake cutting ceremony after 9 o'clock tonight, and again, that will be recorded and put into our Facebook page. But we've got two vows that are coming up tonight. I think there'll be some crying.
Look, I'm prepared to cry.
I'm pretty tough. I don't think I'll be crying, but I might get slightly misty, and it might be secret. I might have to turn down the lights for maybe, you know, 20 minutes.
No
or so,
doubt,
just
John,
while I recover.
No doubt, you'll take another video of me crying again.
Oh,
and,
yep.
You know. Just for proof.
We haven't posted the first one up.
It's just proof, right?
You know that happens.
So again, Ron and Anthony and Kerry and Leanne are being illegally wed tonight by the lovely Coral Teague. So make sure you stay tuned in. This is Purple Speech. We are now 8 o'clock on a Monday.
This is great.
New time slot. Spanking sparkling new.
Hitting off with an illegal wedding.
Mm. I'm about 10 times more awake than I am normally, so it's great.
we're really excited. And just, again, let us know to you how important equal marriage is to you guys by emailing us on air@joy.org.au. How else are they getting in contact, John?
Of course, they can contact us on their Facebook page, facebook.com/purplespeech. They can also go to joy.org.au/purplespeech. Coincidence that, or maybe not. They can also email us on air@joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949. Or you can always phone Robert at the front desk, the lovely Robert.
Lovely Robert.
1300JOY949.
Of course, this is the first time in Purple Speech that you can actually call us. Who knows? Maybe you come through to air one day. But you can call us. 1300JOY949. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know how important getting married is for you. Maybe you have had a commitment ceremony or celebration. We want to know about it. So let us know. But up next is Leanne and Kerry, who will be sharing their vows and getting illegally wed here on Purple Speech on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Unforgettable, that's what tonight's going to be. It is our illegal wedding special, Coral Teague. We've got Kerry and Leanne in the studio ready for their vows. So, Coral, over to you.
Thank you. When I talk to a couple, I try to get a view on who they are and what makes their partner special to them. Kerry wrote to me telling me about her love for Leanne, what Leanne means to her. They've known each other for 30 years. In that time, Leanne has supported Kerry in so many ways, gave her confidence and courage to pursue her studies at university, which gave her the qualifications to work as a nursing coordinator, to come out to her parents. She talks of Leanne as a caring and compassionate woman, teaching Kerry to be more mellow and patient. They have raised Leanne's children together and their daughter, Anthea, who Kerry admires seeing Leanne's fine attributes. I'm fairly sure that Anthea also has a lot of Kerry's good qualities too. Like all couples, they have had obstacles along the way, but their love for each other is stronger now more than ever. It is more than obvious how much passion is between these two people. All they want to do is marry legally. No one has the right to take that away from them. Kerry nearly lost Leanne in an accident. Thankfully, she came through it and stands here today, or sits in this case. The devastation of that incident made Kerry realise what she nearly lost. It made their love for each other much stronger. Both Kerry and Leanne love gardening and animals. They have one large dog and three cats. They love their children and have three grandchildren. Like a lot of same-sex couples, have animals and children, or one or the other. They have a son who struggles with their relationship who lives in Sydney. Having met in 1984 and just three dates of dancing the nights away, they've been together ever since, celebrating their 30th anniversary last month with a trip to Paris. It's now my privilege and pleasure to ask Kerry and Leanne, do you solemnly swear that you will love, honour, treasure each other, stay true to each other, support each other in sickness and in health for the good and bad times?
We will.
Kerry, would you like to read your vows, please?
Leanne, my darling Queen Wasabi, today I give you my heart, my soul, declare my love for you forevermore. You love me passionately, unconditionally, accept my faults and failings. I promise to do the same for you. I promise to always believe in you as you do in me. Our love is not just something that happened, we created it together with understanding and patience. We don't expect perfection and are both independent and equals. We can forgive and forget, laugh with each other and at ourselves. Together we can do anything, conquer all obstacles. I love you more than I can ever say and promise that same love right back to you, unconditionally. A lifetime is not long enough to return all that you give to me. For eternity, soul sister, your loving wife cares.
Okay, Leanne.
After that, you never usually say things like that. I've got to say that our time together has been full of ups and downs, and we've suffered plenty of discrimination over our time. That discrimination has occurred from various quarters, including families, employers, institutions, and doctors, and bogans on the street. When the state treats our relationships as different and not worthy, it is sending a message of support for all those who do discriminate against us. Australia should end this discrimination now. And Kerry, as we begin our fourth decade together, I make these vows solemnly and sincerely before everyone present and the community, that I shall, in our life together, continue to work with you to nurture and maintain this relationship that is our enduring love. I promise to share all I have with you and to stand by you whenever you need me. I promise to stand with you against all threats, to support and encourage you in all your endeavours. I promise to apologise if I hurt you and to accept your apology when it is offered, to respect your intelligence and your courage, to see the best in you and to always give you the benefit of the doubt, to trust you and know that that trust is returned, to be your friend forever and ever without break or decay, to cherish you every day, remembering that every day is precious, to love you and remind you of my love for you every day for the rest of my life.
How can you say no to something like that? You can't. Leanne, would you please place Kerry's ring on her left hand ring finger and slide it on as you repeat after me. Kerry, will you please wear this ring?
Kerry, will you please wear this ring?
As a token of my love and commitment to you.
As a token of my love and commitment to you.
Let it serve as a reminder of what our love means.
Let it serve as a reminder of what our love means.
Kerry, you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, reverse now, please. Leanne, could you please place the ring on... No, the other way around. Kerry, could you please place the ring... Told you I'd muck it up.
You didn't swear, though.
No, I didn't. I'm very good. Would you please repeat after me as you slide the ring on her finger? Leanne, will you please wear this ring as a token of my love?
Leanne, will you please wear this ring as a token of my love?
And my commitment to you.
And my commitment to you.
Let it serve as a reminder of what our love to each other means.
Let it serve as a reminder of what our love means.
Yes.
It is with the greatest of all pleasures that I have in front of all those present here today that I now announce that you are now illegally married. You may now kiss each other.
Oh, that is just beautiful. There's people cheering in the background.
Yay!
Thank you.
And they look beautiful with their rainbow veils, their beautiful wedding dresses, and they should be out there in the real world legally married, not illegally.
Yes. Guys, we've got a bit of time, so I'll ask you a few questions. What does something like tonight or getting illegally married mean for you? How important is it for you guys to get married?
I guess for me, because we've been together for 30 years, the actual doing of the ceremony is not that important to us. I think what's important to us is, as you've said before, that we should have the right, and every gay and lesbian and transgender and bisexual person in Australia should have the right to marry whomever they please.
About being fair and equal, having the same rights as everyone else. I pay taxes, I travel on buses, I go to work. Why can't I get married like everyone else? I've had children, raised children with Leanne.
We are normal people. What we do behind the doors is no different to what a lot of people do behind their doors. Why the discrimination?
I think a lot of your final people will agree with you. How did you guys meet?
Well, 30 years ago.
30 years ago. That's And look, actually, firstly, I should stop. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. You were waiting for it. Now, let's go back. How did you guys actually meet? Let's, for our listeners, let's paint a picture.
Well, we were both student nurses at the time, and I was hankering after another student nurse who was actually Kerry's ex-girlfriend at the time. So I sort of ran into Kerry and forgot the other one. Quick smart.
Good choice. Yeah.
It was love at first sight, really, wasn't it? It took us three days to say I love you together.
Yes,
so.
We were both standing there sort of looking at each other. You know when you start to say something and you gulp it back? She was doing it. I was doing it. It was,
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a PG-rated show.
Yes, Leanne, I was worried about it.
That's an interesting meet. You have recently come back from Paris celebrating your anniversary. Mm-hmm. That must have been an amazing adventure. What happened in Paris? Oh. Again, keep it PG.
There was a riot, but it was after we left.
Yeah, it was the day after we left the riot.
What happened in Paris?
Shop, drink, and eat.
We played.
And met lots of wonderful people.
Yes, we played as if we were Parisians.
We love Paris. We were there for a month.
We stayed by the Seine, and as you said, we went shopping and eating French food every day.
Yeah. Have you had other commitment ceremonies previous to this one?
Yes, we have.
Tell us about that.
We were on the Adam Hill Show.
Yes.
And about 10 years ago, what was the name?
Midsummer. Midsummer. These veils actually...
from Midsummer?
Originals from Midsummer.
The original.
Very colourful.
Kerry wore a tux that day, and I had a long veil. So we've since converted to being two girls.
What happened on the Adam Hill Show?
We all got married. We had a mass wedding.
Yeah, mass wedding happened on Adam Hills. What was that, about 2 years ago now, I think?
It was May. It might have been May last year. The years fly by when you've been together this long.
Wonderful time, I'm sure. You've been married quite a few times now.
Three times. Third time, lucky, maybe.
Third time. So hopefully the fourth time we can actually make it legal.
That would be wonderful.
The fourth time might be recognised legally.
Yep.
Guys, thank you for joining us tonight. We do appreciate that. And again, congratulations. Don't run off yet. We've got some cake and some signing to do. So, again, congratulations. And I do wish you all the best. And hopefully, you know, we can speak to you in a year's time and it'll be legal.
Oh, it would be legal, fantastic. And our 40th anniversary would be great.
Yes, so do I.
No. I'm just saying our anniversary.
Exactly. Coming up next, we will hear the vows from Anthony and Ron. You're listening to People Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
It is amazing. You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Michael James here, John P. Wintle and Chris O.
Hello.
Hello.
Next in the studio, we have Anthony and Ron, who are sharing their vows. Coral, over to you.
Thank you. I have the pleasure of actually knowing Ron and Anthony for quite some time, so this is a privilege for me to actually finally get to commit them. Anthony and Ron have been a couple for 27 years. That's commitment. They are in all terms a married couple, except they can't be married in this, their home country. They have had several commitment ceremonies, declared their love to the world over and over. They are strong activists of same-sex marriage and equal rights. Ron and Anthony met back in September 1987, where both were studying performing arts at what is now Swinburne. Their classmates gave them 2 weeks. I hate to say this, but they were wrong. I wish I hadn't put money on it. I guess they didn't know then that these two had real commitment, and still do. It's evident every time I see them. What does marriage mean to them? It's a human right, a choice that should be available to all Australians because they love each other unconditionally. To be available to get married, to proclaim their love publicly, that it is real and that same-sex couples are more than capable to sustain longevity. What did you have to use long words for? They, along with thousands of Australians, plead for equal rights to tell the world that LGBTI couples and people are not second-class citizens, and neither is their love second-class. It has nothing to do with gender. When you meet that person, you know you want to be with them for the rest of your life. To Ron and Anthony together, and to see them together, is to experience their love for one another. Anthony's mum passed away recently, actually on their 27th anniversary. Now I'm going to get upset. They were together, Ron supporting Anthony all the way, never faltering. It's not just love that holds them together, it's their fight for all Australians to be equal. It is now my pleasure and privilege to ask them, Ron and Anthony, do you solemnly swear that you will love, honour and treasure each other, stay true to each other, support each other in sickness and in health, for the good and the bad times? We
will. Yes.
Anthony, can you please place the ring on Ron's left hand ring finger, please, and repeat after me. Ron, will you please wear this ring?
Ron, will you please wear this ring?
As a token of my love and commitment to you.
As a token of my love and commitment to you.
Let it serve as a reminder of what our love means to each other.
Let it serve as a reminder about what our love means to each other.
Okay, slide the ring on. And now we're going to swap Anthony's rings. There. Ron's going to put the ring on Anthony's finger and repeat after me. Will you please wear this ring as a token of my love and commitment to you?
Will you please wear this ring as a token of my love and commitment to you?
Let it serve as a reminder.
Let it serve as a reminder.
Of what our love for each other means.
Of what our love for each other means.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Yes. Ron, would you please now read your vows?
For all the years we've been together, there has always been a kind of mutual understanding and deep respect, because that's what our love looks like. When I look into your eyes after all these years later, I still see them smiling in the face of a cheeky 23-year-old who I stole a kiss from near the school library. If I could, I would shower you with 1,000 hand-cut hearts daily, for you deserve to be celebrated every day. I promise to continue to surprise you, because that's what our love looks like. I promise to always be your biggest fan and your partner in crime. I promise to continue to grow with you, cry with you, and laugh with you, even when I've heard the joke before. I promise to always encourage you to sing and play your guitar, even when you get the lyrics and chords wrong, because that's what our love looks like. I take you, Anthony, in equal love as my best friend and travelling partner along a pathway that isn't always straight and easy, and even when we don't know where we're going. Together we'll continue to share all things, serving each other and our fellow humanity, to challenge injustices and fight for equality for all, because that's what our love looks like. I assure you that your name will always be safe on my lips. I promise you loyalty even when, no, especially when, you're wrong. Let us be friends and lovers and grow old disgracefully together, because that's what our love looks like.
Beautiful. Thank you. Anthony, if you want to drink some of my more water and give germs to me, that's fine.
I think I will.
A few tears there. It's quite emotional.
God, I think maybe I should have gone first.
Yeah. It's clearly very important.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Okay, Anthony to Ron.
Okay. Tonight, Ron, before you and all here present and all listening in, I declare publicly my love for you. There is no place I'd rather be than with you. 27 years ago, I gave you my heart, and you have taken such good care of it. Through good times, through bad, happy times and sad, you have been my rock, my protector, my friend, my constant. You are the Bert to my Ernie, the Romeo to my Juliet, the Scott to my Charlene, the Dennis to my Nicola, the Louis to my Nora. You complete me. I love you, Ron, and I declare that our love is real. Our love is valid. It is important. I'm so proud of the man you are, and I look forward to sharing the rest of my life with you. I love you, Ron.
Thank you. By the power vested in me, I can't announce you legally married, but I can now announce you illegally married. You now have a kiss. Thank you.
Oh, yay.
And that was very, very emotional. You guys are so, so, so special. And every time I see you at an equal rights rally, I know that I've arrived at the equal rights rally. If you're not there, I'm not there. I just love you both so much.
Oh, and thanks, Coral.
You give me so much confidence to keep doing what I do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so pleased that it was you that was officiating tonight, because you know that you're very special to us too. Very good friends.
We cry to each other a lot.
We do.
I don't think there's a dry eye in the studio here. Guys, on behalf of People Speech and Joy 94.9, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Quite a few tears, so this is very important to you guys. Why is it so important?
Look, it's important to us because we do see this as a human right issue. As Leanne and Kerry touched on before, as long as our government is saying that this is not right, that we don't deserve equality, it does give the people who are against equality more ammunition to say or do whatever they want to. And we're concerned about gay youth, LGBTI youth, I should say, who hear that message from the government and feel lesser. It's hard enough being young and dealing with different sexuality, but to have it hatred sanctioned by your own government is just wrong.
Yeah. Ron, you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Just quickly, how did you guys, I know we've interviewed this in the past, but for the sake of tonight, how have you, bit of a costume malfunction happening here?
This
but
tie won't stay on.
Well, Ron fixed your costume. Anthony, tell us, how did you meet?
Okay, well, yeah, in 1987, we were studying performing arts together. We were friends for quite a few months before we actually became a couple. And I remember the first time laying eyes on Ron, I was standing in the foyer of the theatre and I looked out a window and there he was. And I thought, what a beautiful boy. And, oh dear.
Maybe Ron, you could finish.
Yeah, so we became quite firm drinking buddies more than anything. We used to argue a bit in class. I think we were, you know, somewhat adversaries, but I think it was because we were passionate about what we believed in, and I think on the flip side of that was that we I guess we're really proud that we were
meant to be.
Yeah, well, proud that we were both strong. Well, I was attracted to him because he was such a strong person.
Yeah.
So
It was my legs.
Oh, and that too.
And it still is, I'm pretty sure.
He was a dancer then.
Still is.
So, yeah, so one, I guess it took to September break, and we decided that we would hitchhike to Sydney with a mutual friend. And within 3 days of being in Sydney, then we declared that we had, that we loved each other. And
as odd as it seemed.
As odd as it seemed at the
time. You've been remarried a few times now, including, so you guys were both on the Adam Hill show as well.
We were. Yeah. We've been trying to work this out, and I think this is the eighth time.
Eighth.
Possibly. Yeah.
It's a knife's charm.
Maybe.
Our first time was on in 93 on our sixth anniversary.
Yeah, 21 years ago.
Wow. Guys, again, congratulations. Don't run off. We've got cake and some signing to do, but on the behalf, again, of Joy and Purple Speech, congratulations on your illegal wedding.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
You're listening to Purple Speech on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
With my gay son getting married?
And my two moms. Stop them from getting married?
Then listen up, haters.
Straight talk on gay marriage.
Number one, if you don't want gay marriage,
then don't marry someone with the same fucking junk in their undies.
Pretty simple.
Number two,
so if it were really all about protecting marriage,
you'd be making divorce illegal for
straight people.
Not cock-blocking Adam and Steve from getting a bridal registry.
Don't kiss my two gay dads.
Number three,
you've got it all wrong.
Don't talk to me about
family values.
When you work gays and their kids out of emergency hospital visitation,
custody of their children,
and health insurance benefits.
Number four.
And hypocritical Republicans.
So it's cool for Rush Limbaugh to be on his fourth wife?
But if Kathy wants to marry Karen,
then that's an attack on the institution.
How the fuck does ripping up state constitutions
and the rights they protect
make this the land of the free?
So if you hate gay marriage,
it's really because you hate gay love.
Get the fuck over it.
Some dudes marry dudes.
Some chicks marry chicks.
Get the fuck
over it.
I'm gay.
I'm straight. Well, not really.
I'm straight. And we're standing together.
The right to marry who you love is under attack.
Tell people what you think.
Don't fuck with my husband.
Don't fuck with my wife.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Michael James C with John P. Wintle and Chris O are both teary-eyed.
Oh, I tell you what, my eyes have not been that moist in a long time.
Glad you said eyes. John, you've got a speech there. Please, over to you.
This is a beautiful piece that the lovely Coral Teague actually presented to me.
So this is a reading.
Correct. It's a beautiful story about love and commitment. And I felt that it was, when Coral brought it to me, I felt it was really appropriate for what we're really talking about here. So the story is called The Journey. And here we go. Two friends decided to journey together towards a common destination. Before they began their journey, they share their expectations as follows. There will be days, my friend, when one will want to walk along the mountain path whilst the other may prefer the valley, but we will come together at the end of the day and share our experiences. There will be days when one will want to sing and dance whilst the other will prefer to travel in quietness. So we will choose different paths, but we will meet at the close of the day and be content with our experiences. There will be days when one may want to rest, whilst the other may want to move further along the path, but at the right time, we will come together and be happy that each other has fulfilled their own needs. There will be days when we shall travel together as one. If we can respect the other's needs while still fulfilling our own, then our journey will be an experience to rejoice in.
That is beautiful.
I know.
That is absolutely beautiful. No, that really is beautiful. We are running out of time, so we have got a few messages that we need to read out. So, Chris?
Yeah, Louise from Rosebud rang in. So, thanks very much for ringing in. She said that she's very happy to hear about the weddings and is 100% in support of gay marriage. She wishes the two couples and everyone who is LGBTI all the best for tonight and for the fight for marriage equality.
Thanks, Louise. We also, Gregory also wrote in saying, Michael Barnett and I should not have needed to travel to New Zealand to get married. The world continues to turn despite our marriage. In fact, the world zings more when people fall in love and make that public commitment to each other. It sure does. Our love to Anthony and Ron and Kerry and Leanne. We hope to join them one day soon in having our marriages recognised by our fellow citizens. Meantime, I'm off to play with my gay agenda.
Oh. I'm glad you said agenda,
John,
there,
we
Michael.
We got an email from Adam.
Oh, of course. Adam says, what a lovely show. Happy illegal wedding to both couples. Love is love, and there's no argument that can trump that. Hopefully we can all wed as we please sooner rather than later. Pass the tissues. Love, Adam.
There's definitely a lot of tissues happening tonight.
I think there's a bit of maybe Adam has been listening to the wise words of our co-presenter, Chris O.
Chris O, yes.
Love is love, Adam, and I appreciate those words.
I love
the smile in his voice.
Love is love, and the lovely couples are outside getting photographs now. Those photos will be available on our Facebook page after 9 o'clock tonight. So go to facebook.com/purple speech. See the video that was filmed of the two couples being illegally wed, I should say, and the photos will be up from 9 o'clock tonight. So those at home, you've not missed out. You can still see exactly what's happening. 21st Century, John and Chris, you got to love it, eh?
Oh, love it.
And you got to love the fact they're on early too.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's going to be so nice to be able to go to bed at a reasonable time.
I'm
a morning person, to be honest.
You are.
This whole, like, 11 p.m. thing, it bunches my knickers. Can I just tell you, my knickers were severely bunched in an 11 p.m. slot.
They were. Now, next week, we kick straight into it with Purple Speech. We have two actors from Wish for Tomorrow film that will be speaking to us live from Sydney.
The fun never stops, and I tell you what, the momentum of all the stuff that flies through our show is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And the week after that, we actually are looking at transgender, and we'll be speaking to a few transgender communities. So massive 2 weeks coming up. And you do need to thank TGI Fridays because they are donating vouchers for the lovely couples, for dinner vouchers.
Correct. So they're donating dinner for two for the lovely couples to go out and enjoy a dinner on them.
A dinner for two, yeah, for each couple. So thank you, TGA Fridays, for providing that for us.
Fantastic.
Until next week, John and Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Purple Speech's first Monday show, first special legal wedding show here on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.